back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Pamela Capone is with us. Well, what a story. Born in the heart of Los Angeles, she's the youngest of nine children, orphaned by their biological parents, taken in by her foster parents at 18 months old. To this day, Pamela considers herself, she says, a rescue and her adoptive parents heroes. She is a self-professed people watcher. She's been inspired by the misunderstood Mrs. Kravitz, if you remember Mrs. Kravitz, Gladys Kravitz of the classic sitcom Bewitched, who Capone claims wasn't nosy, but a pioneer who cared. A self-contained neighborhood watch is what Mrs. Kravitz was, according to Pamela. She was an actual trailblazer, if you can appreciate that. And Pamela's new book, I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. Pamela, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Boy, I'll tell you, we need your perspective in a time and place in this country where we are just maybe too overly serious. We need to appreciate life that, as you being an observer of life, that you can find some rather comedic aspects of who we are as human beings, huh?
Absolutely. I see funny stuff all the time. I know for me, especially the last couple of weeks, whenever I turn on the news, I feel like I need to take a soul shower afterwards.
Yes, right.
So sad. So tired of the negativity and the hate talk and just how divided we are. It's I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. And I think we need to start. Sure, we need to speak truth. We need to shine light in a dark world. But at the same time, I think we need to, get back to talking about the things that bring us together, the things that build bridges and talk about love. And I think that's one of the things I talk about a lot in my book. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of humor in my book because I think that's just something that God gave me. He gave me an eye and an ear for that. And so I see a lot of funny things and a lot of funny things have happened to me. And I see funny things around me and I watch people and I think the world is an airport. I see stories all around me and I love telling them. And so my book is a lot of that.
Well, in your book, some of the key themes that you focus on is seizing the day. You know, it's this idea of, today is a present, isn't it? Because it is the present. And it has a lot to offer us if we have eyes and ears to be aware of the blessings of the day.
Right, right. I think that sometimes we put things off thinking, there's a specific thing that I remember that happened to me one time when I was in Italy. I really like doing cardio and I like incorporating it wherever I am when I'm traveling. And I was doing this workout on a rubble staircase and I was going up and down. And this one time down, I hadn't brought my camera with me, but I saw just the most incredible view with the way the sunlight was hitting the ocean and the tide and everything. And I thought, I wanted to take a picture. And I thought, I'll go back up after this and I'll grab my camera and then I'll get a picture. Mm-hmm. But by the time I did that, that moment was gone. And I think that's just a really good picture of what happens so often in life. We think, we'll just do that later or we'll grab that later. But later doesn't happen. It's gone. Those moments are gone.
Kind of the missed moments.
So I'm a big believer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a big believer in just do it. Do it now. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Because
you're
not going to be ready later or there's going to be something else happening. And I think that. I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah. No, that is cool. And we learn that through these missed opportunities, whether it is with, blessings of a view that God may give us. Maybe it's a person that comes into our life, right?
Right, right. I think it's really important to pay attention.
Well, as somebody once said, I never met a mere mortal, which I love that. I love that expression. Is that in each of us is a special deposit if we're going to give each other the time to to search it out and it's not even all that it's that that much of a search as much as it is sometimes even just a smile or acknowledgement, especially in this day and age when I think acknowledging people is so important, you know, as John Naismith had talked about, as technology would increase, that people's emotions would be kind of rubbed raw from being treated as technological objects as opposed to the human beings that we are.
Right. I just think whenever we encounter someone, it's just an opportunity to make a friend and to just share a smile, or just to, you know, not to sound Pollyannish, but I just think that we are so busy. We're always looking at our smartphones and we're always distracted. And I know for me, think when I get quiet, when I try and lessen the distractions, that's when those moments come. And those are the things I write about. And a lot of times they're just little things. I know they used to say that Seinfeld was a show about nothing. And I think that my book is kind of a compilation of tiny nothings that end up pointing to big somethings, because I think the big things really come in those little moments, and we're just so busy rushing around and, you know, on our technology, and I think that we're missing a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, as you say, it may seem like nothing, but we have so much nothing in common, don't we?
Right. Oh, gosh, we have so much in common. Our stories are different. Our circumstances are different, but the feelings and the, you know, the emotions and the, some of the things that we're just so alike. We're so much more alike than we know.
Yeah. Why don't you share a couple stories, your favorite stories from your book with us?
Well, one of my favorite stories is called Borders, and it takes place on one of my first flights back from Guatemala. I work with a girls' school in Guatemala City called Ima, Guatemala. Mm-hmm. And so it was one of my first trips back, and I was seated in a window seat, and I detest window seats because I feel super claustrophobic.
You and me both.
So, but you get what you get. So I was seated in that seat, and a lady, a Guatemalan lady, was seated next to me, and she took spatial liberties. She was not really super aware of her own personal boundaries or my personal boundaries.
Right.
It ends up being a pretty...
So you were doing an elbow life. Wrestling thing with her. Yeah, I understand.
Oh my gosh,
I know that deal.
I almost took her down. It was not pretty. But in the end, it's kind of a sweet story of understanding, because, just a story of understanding and seeing where she was coming from, where I was coming from. And it's kind of a grace story and a little bit of redemption, too. Mm-hmm. Another story is called Garage Key. You have enough time for another little story?
Yeah. We've got about a minute. Take your time.
Okay. It's kind of a great story, too. And this one is about my husband's uncle, Pete, who was a carpenter and a pastor. And he found that a man was trying to steal some of his tools out of his garage, out of his tool shed outside. And so rather than calling the police, he just approached the man and said, you don't have to do that. My tools are here for you. You're mm-hmm. welcome to them anytime.
Right.
So I reached into his pocket and gave him his key. And so rather than call the police, he extended grace to that man, and that man ended up going into the carpentry business. And he, at Uncle Pete's funeral years later, he came to the funeral and he told the family members that day changed his life, that act of grace changed his life, and he never stole again.
Wow.
So I think that those are the kind of stories I like to talk about and write about.
Very, very sweet. You say if you dig in, dig a little into an average day, kind of what we had mentioned just a moment ago, you too can find the golden nugget. And certainly we all need that. Pamela Capone has been with us. Her book, I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace.